British are very clever. Big houses, all in London, all secure, all well guarded, but still the thief managed to get inside and away again without being seen. Now, here's the funny thing. He only ever took one item.
Only one. But it was always the most valuable or precious thing in the house. Lady Rothermere's emerald tiara, Count Ellison's Shakespeare first folio, the Duke of Athlone's Egyptian bowl.
In and out like a phantom he was. No broken locks, no smashed windows, nothing. For near on 7 years.
And then the thefts stopped.
Sudden as they began. 7 years. And in all that time, he only ever left one trace.
Yes. One of these at the scene of every crime.
Well, what is it? A postcard?
Not exactly. Here.
Oh, cheap card. Plain black with a single letter G. That's intriguing.
Down at the yard, they called him the Ghost.
Yes, if he'd spent more time looking for him and less in dreaming up a foolish name, he'd have had him.
Now, that's not fair, Mr. Holmes. He baffled the yard's finest brains, he did.
Yes, well, that's not saying much.
Holmes!
You see, you can read my mind.
When it comes to some subjects, yes, I can.
I'm sorry, gentlemen.
Nothing. Jones, where did you get this?
Yes, well, that's what I came to tell you. That was lying in the middle of the floor of a locked room at Lord Torrington's townhouse in Hampstead. He'd been burgled, you see. A priceless diamond, just the one, and not a sign of the robber. Gentlemen, the Ghost has returned. And I am on his trail.
East, the windswept west, the unknown north, the snowy stormlands of the south. Music, marvels, monsters, all of them here, all of them real, all of them for you.
Yes, gentlemen?
My name is Sherlock Holmes. Please inform Lord Torrington that I'm here to examine the scene of the crime.
I cannot do that, sir.
Why the devil not?
His lordship's specific instructions, sir. Only the official detective force has his permission to investigate this crime. Good day to you.
Damn the man.
Holmes.
Well, he's a fool. If he wants his precious diamond back, he needs me, not some bumbling imbecile from the land of song.
Well, you don't care a fig about the diamond or about Lord Torrington. You just want a crack at this ghost character.
Your newly developed mind-reading skills are beginning to get annoying.
Oh, for pity's sake, stop and think for a moment. Now that he's come out of retirement, this ghost's not going to stop at one burglary, is he? You'll get your chance.
Another one.
The Secretary for War, no less. A set of antique dueling pistols.
When?
The theft was discovered under 2 hours ago.
Get your hat, Watson.
Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes.
What?
Sir Frank doesn't want anyone else involved.
What?
Oh, dear.
No press, no publicity, no private detectives. Some people still place their trust in the official forces of law and order, you see? Yes, well, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, go.
Go! Gentlemen.
Yeah. Sorry, Holmes.
There's something wrong. Something doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit?
Two robberies, two noble clients, two declarations that I mustn't be allowed to investigate. I don't believe it.
My dear chap, you can't always expect to be called in.
Yes, very well. Then we must adopt another approach.
What do you mean?
Well, if I can't be directly involved, then obviously I must solve these crimes from the sidelines.
And how on earth do you propose to do that? This is the one. Details of the original robberies.
It seems that at least one section of Scotland Yard has some claim to efficiency. Who thought they kept so many records? Right. Let's have a look at our friend, the Ghost.
Oh, good to be back in the fresh air. Oh, well, what did you learn?
Very little, I'm afraid. The popular version of the story is more or less correct. No sign of entry or exit, no forcing of locks, virtually no witnesses. Oh, I did learn one new fact.
What was that?
He was seen once on his final drop. A servant saw a vague